Hello, my name is Riley Haas, and I am the author of three books. I am currently writing a fourth, and it is about the just world fallacy. Today, I would like to talk about why we regularly ignore facts and evidence that contradicts our beliefs, and why we will even insist that it's not that kind of information is untrue. Superstition, belief in the unreal, and belief in thoughts being made manifest in reality have always been human characteristics. We humans are far more inclined to believe something that fits with our existing view of the universe than something that doesn't. When I knock on wood, I believe on some level that this act is having an actual effect on the world, that it can determine whether or not my hope comes true. This made sense once upon a time when we didn't know enough about the universe to know otherwise. But it doesn't make sense now. Literacy was supposed to change this, to make us all better people because we'd be more credulous and more capable of critical thinking, but it didn't change anything. Universal public education was supposed to do what literacy could not, but likewise, it failed. Improved access to higher education was supposed to succeed where widespread literacy and universal public education failed, making us less superstitious, less gullible, less prone to believing we can will reality. But that did not happen. Finally, the internet was supposed to open up the world to all of us so that information would be democratized and we could reach our potential as smart, rational, critical thinkers. So far, it has not done so, and if you don't believe me, just go look on the comment section of any news article on the internet. Though each of us has access to more information than ever before, it feels like anti-intellectualism is as strong a human characteristic as ever. Some superstitions might be dying out, but they are being replaced by more widespread beliefs in fanciful nightmares about how the world supposedly works. Conspiracy theories have been around for a long time, but they appear more widely believed than ever before. Why is it that when we have more information at our fingertips than any previous generation could have even imagined, most of us still believe nonsense? Many of us cannot figure out the difference between a fact and an allegation, between the truth and an appealing lie, between a verified story and an unsubstantiated rumor. In the 1960s, a group of psychologists led by Melvin J. Lerner wanted to know why otherwise smart college students could be so dismissive of the less fortunate, to the extent that the college students would actually blame the local poor for being poor. This was not a new phenomenon. Lerner and his colleagues were among a new breed of psychologists studying human behavior that didn't appear to fit traditional notions of human morality, but had perhaps been ignored in the past. These social psychologists were principally inspired by the Holocaust. How could normal people become concentration camp guards? How could normal people become seemingly willing victims of their own mass incarceration and extinction? Though Lerner was investigating something seemingly less similar, the motivation was the same. How could intelligent, rational people fail to understand the systemic reasons for poverty? Why do human beings dehumanize each other? How can a person dehumanize himself or herself? Through a series of studies, Lerner and his colleagues discovered that the reason why people blame victims for their own suffering is something called the just world fallacy. People are determined to believe that the universe is fair, and suffering human beings offend this view. When confronted with suffering that is inexplicable, or which is a direct result of something that we want to ignore, we tell ourselves that sufferers deserved it. This is the only way we can resolve the conflict between our beliefs and our reality. It's the same with knowledge. So much of what we learn about the world offends our idea that the world is a fair place. That is because the world is not fair or unfair, it merely exists. The world predates human concepts of justice and fairness. We're never going to learn one day that the world is actually fair, because it can't be. The world predates that idea. The accumulation of human knowledge about our planet and our universe is, in a sense, the amassing of a proof in that the universe is just completely indifferent to whether or not we think it's a fair place. So, what if we take the beliefs about climate change from climate change deniers in the face of the scientific consensus on climate change? And right there, some of you are going like, there isn't a scientific consensus, and this is just exactly what I'm talking about. The reality of climate change offends you. You don't deny climate change because you look at the evidence and rationally decide that you don't believe the scientific consensus. I mean, some of you might, but the vast majority of you are not objecting to the science. you're objecting to something else. And it's worth noting that the scientists who do claim to object to the scientific consensus, or actually do object to the scientific consensus, are always not climatologists, which is interesting. But the average person denies climate change without even looking at the evidence. Or they will only look at counter-evidence presented to them by people who they know ahead of time think climate change is a hoax. People deny climate change because it's offensive to us. God would never have created a world where climate change of the type that is actually threatening our species could happen. God wouldn't have created a world where human beings could actually put ourselves in danger through negligence or absent-mindedness or the routine behavior of consuming energy to live, which we, of course, need to. A fair universe would not allow human beings to harm ourselves or the entire planet. Climate change cannot be happening because we don't deserve it. It's much the same with the supposed link between vaccines and autism. One study now long discredited was published, and thousands, if not tens of thousands, of parents in the United States and in Canada believe, probably tens of thousands, believe that their kids shouldn't be vaccinated because there's a chance of autism, based, again, on this one discredited study decades ago. Why do people feel this way? Well, autism likely feels like a punishment to married parents if your child is autistic. What could these parents have done so wrong? You're left wondering, there's got to be a cause, right? It can't just be random chance. Accepting that autism isn't a punishment, or taking the blame upon yourselves, which isn't fair or accurate, but which is certainly understandable and something that is still better than deciding that there's a conspiracy, are both less appealing than blaming someone else. Scientists are playing God. They are infecting humans with little bits of viruses. Autism is clearly a punishment from transgressing the rules of nature. Unfortunately, that punishment is being meted out on the children. There's similar nonsense around genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, where the genes of crops and other foodstuffs are modified to increase yield, disease resistance, and the like. A lot of people, myself included, are tempted to see this practice as problematic, at the very least downright dangerous. I mean, fish DNA in tomatoes? There's something inherently wrong with that. But there's no science that suggests that each and every GMO is dangerous for human consumption. In fact, it's quite the opposite. And if we do discover that a particular GMO is dangerous for human consumption, it in no way suggests, even, that the practice of creating genetically modified organizations is somehow fundamentally dangerous. It just means one particular organism was. But we want to believe they're dangerous, and we want to believe they're a threat to our health, because we view such genetic modifications as transgressing the rules of the universe. And so we expect punishment for ourselves or for others, or both, regardless of what the science actually says. The same is true with the hysteria around stem cell research. As my girlfriend said to me the other day, stem cell research is the closest thing we have to a miracle. And what she meant is the wide-ranging medical possibilities of stem cell research are as close as we have to finding a general cure-all. And yet, numerous people think the very act of investigating the medical benefits of utilizing stem cells is transgressing some unwritten moral code. The effectiveness of natural medicine is another widely held belief that relies on belief in a just or fair universe. This might seem like a bit of a stretch at first, but the ideas that underlie the fears of vaccines, GMOs, and stem cell research are again at play. If the Earth was really, truly built for us humans, it would provide us with everything we need to live healthy, fulfilled lives. By embracing modern medical science and technology, we've lost the natural cures that were given to us by, insert your favorite benevolent creator here, but by God or whoever. Proponents of naturopathy believe we need to get back to those healthier times, and that modern medicine cannot cure us as it violates the rules of the universe. Homeopathy, the ridiculous cousin of naturopathy, where an infinitesimal amount of naturally occurring minerals and compounds are mixed into innocuous solutions, supposedly to cure everything, is popular for similar reasons. The earth is God's gift to us. The truly healthy way to be a pure human being is to take on the earth's bounty in the right doses, and certainly not to plague God by creating new chemical medicines that weren't created by God, weren't intended for us. Another example of the just world fallacy is a disbelief in the theory of evolution, which is scientific fact but is widely disbelieved in many religious communities, most famously in much of the United States, where there is even a museum. Evolution reveals the nature of the world to us. It's offensive to us because we learn that our beliefs about how the world exists and operates, that it was created for us by a benevolent God, that there is a system of rewards and punishments, are false. Creationists will say that believing human beings evolved from apes is offensive, but that's not really what's offending them. What offends them is the idea that life is meaningless, that the faith they have in an ordered, ultimately fair universe is completely, totally misplaced. And so they ignore the overwhelming evidence that humans merely evolved out of other animals and weren't put here for some reason. But the most enduring belief that rejects all evidence is superstition, the idea that if you don't do something, usually a very small thing, a certain way, you'll be punished. Most who do this would agree there's no evidence to support their actions having any impact, yet it's the rare person that has no superstitious tendencies. We selectively pick things out to tell ourselves that we need superstition. Look, I do it. I still catch myself knocking on wood, knocking on plastic, knocking on metal, knocking on whatever I can find. I tell myself I do it as a joke, but that's only half true. There's part of me that believes it works, a part of me that I have yet to subdue. Since human beings have been sentient, we've believed that if we don't do something small properly, we will be punished, possibly to a very great extent. Today it might manifest itself as knocking on wood, not walking under ladders, avoiding black hats. Okay, that one is only if you're really, really superstitious. But not opening an umbrella indoors is another one of these. In the past, in other cultures, it manifested itself in different ways, depending on the society. But it's eternal, and we're wrong. There is no power in the universe that is going to give me bad luck because I forgot to wrap my knuckles on a table. I may believe there is. I may selectively look at my life and the lives of others and construct histories, simple or elaborate, to explain that there is this power, but there isn't. Nobody has ever found any evidence that the universe operates this way. Ever. We can say people are superstitious for any number of reasons, but it's hard to ignore the obvious. Punishment for not following a rule, even a small, silly one like not walking under a ladder, implies a just world. It's a weird kind of justice, given that the smallest, most insignificant transgressions are punished extraordinarily disproportionately, such as 7 years for bad luck for walking under a ladder. But there's still a strong belief in a form of justice that does not actually exist and has never existed. There is one set of beliefs that perpetuates the just world fallacy, and superstition. It's religion, but that's a topic for another day. Whether religiously motivated or not, the mass denials of scientific evidence are all a proof that the widespread belief that the world is fundamentally fair. It is this belief in fairness that motivates people to reject both mounds of data and rational arguments and theories based on that data. And frankly, until we all recognize that this is the way we believe or think about the world, then we are never actually going to come to a point where we can have arguments and discussions about the best way to do things based on evidence. Because frankly, we don't actually believe in the evidence. What we believe in is a fair universe. Thanks for listening.